Incumbent New Jersey U.S. Senator Democrat Bob Menendez faces competition in November for Republican rival Bob Hugin and Libertarian candidate Murray Sabrin. The latter joins me now on Newsworks Tonight. Thanks for making time for us.
Oh, anytime. It's been a hectic summer running a campaign, I'll tell you that.
How would you represent the Libertarian Party to voters you're trying to attract to place their ballot with you?
Well, I think the Libertarian philosophy, which is the non-aggression principle, is the foundation of American society and culture and political system. And the Constitution clearly states that the government has a very limited role in our society, the federal government. It's there in Article 1, Section 8. Clearly, the Democrats and Republicans have deviated from their oaths to uphold the Constitution. That's why we have a $4 trillion budget with a $1 trillion deficit, with a $21 trillion national debt.
I dare say, though, that every candidate for representative office pledges to uphold the Constitution. More specifically, you're promising to end what you term the welfare warfare state. Explain.
Well, one of my proposals is what's called the universal tax credit, where people will get 100% tax credit for every dollar they donate to a nonprofit that's going to help people at the local level, like food banks, training services, just name it, Habitat for Humanity. So if we start instituting that program, we could phase out all these big government programs. I think the best way to handle issues is at the local level with institutions, organizations. We have a huge social service sector. The question is, what's the best way to deliver those services? And from my reading of history and understanding management, the nonprofit sector is the most effective, is the most efficient way of dealing with these issues, and not the federal government.
What is the role of federal government?
Well, this is the problem. The government is trying to do too much. The Republicans and Democrats, they think the job of government is to make people virtuous through various laws and regulations. Libertarians believe virtue comes from the inner soul, the inner belief that people have, and that comes through culture, through family, through cultural institutions, religious institutions, and so on and so forth. We don't believe in top-down economics, that if the government spends tons of money from Washington, and that trickles down to the rest of us, we're going to have a better society. That's not true.
Interestingly, there's a quote from Sigmund Freud on your webpage. Most people do not really want freedom because freedom involves responsibility. And most people are frightened of responsibility. Well, if you agree with that sentiment, then that kind of goes against your contention that people can best manage these issues rather than government.
Well, this, I think, is a crucial point that you bring up, Dave. We have to have a cultural shift in America because the culture has shifted since the Great Depression. Prior to the Great Depression, mutual aid societies were the way that people dealt with issues at the local level. No one looked to the federal government for a solution except a few big government types in the 19th and 20th century. So there was a shift because of the Great Depression, and that shift in sentiment and culture has given us what we have today, where both Republicans and Democrats have bought into the welfare state mentality. That's one of the reasons I want to go to the United States Senate.
The Republican agenda more closely aligns with libertarian values than the Democratic agenda. And to the extent that that may be true, are you then advantaging the incumbent Bob Menendez?
Oh, not at all. Bob Menendez is one of the biggest pro-war members of Congress. We're going to earn our votes across the political spectrum. Lisa McCormick, who ran against Menendez in the primary, she got nearly 40% of the vote by spending just a few thousand dollars. And she issued a press release saying, wouldn't it be great to have somebody of Murray Sabrin's integrity in the United States Senate? That's about as close to endorsement as you get from a Democrat, who, by the way, is 180 degrees opposite me on every economic issue.
Do you worry that the system so advantages Republicans and Democrats that there is little to no chance you could prevail in November?
Well, when I went into this race, I said the goal is to be competitive. And that means raising enough funds so the print media will recognize the strength of this campaign. Having said that, we're constantly raising money. We want to step up our efforts over the next 6 to 8 weeks. So we will have a huge war chest in September, October. But let me make the point, Dave. In 1936, Norman Thomas, who ran for president 6 times on the Socialist Party platform, was asked why he's not running for president. And he said, FDR has adopted all my platform items. So there's no reason for me to run anymore. That's one of the things that third parties do, is they push the agenda that the other parties accept.
Murray Sabrin, thanks for taking the time to explain your positions on Newsworks Tonight.
I appreciate it so much, Dave.
Murray Sabrin is the Libertarian candidate for New Jersey U.S. Senator.